When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Harvey Kubernick back with us, noted author of many books, including Canyon of Dreams, The Magic and the Music of Laurel Canyon, and Turn Up the Radio, Rock, Pop, and Roll in Los Angeles. Harvey is very active in the music documentary and TV film world. In 2020, he served as consultant on the Laurel Canyon, A Place in Time. I think about Laurel Canyon every time I'm on it, Harvey, thinking about you. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to do your program. Thank you.
How have you been?
I've been doing great. We miss you at the Greek restaurant, but you're still with us all the time.
I'll be back in a few weeks for my winter days in L.A., so I'm looking forward to that. We'll get together out
Fantastic.
There. How did you get involved in such incredible interest in the music field?
You know, I don't think about it. I don't even know if it's, I think it was Deepak Chopra who coined the term synchrodestiny. A part of it is I've had regional access to music. I mean, going to high school in West Hollywood, being born literally overlooking the Hollywood 101 freeway. I'm from Hollywood. I'm a native of Los Angeles. So the music and the bands have always been in front of me since like 1956 or 1958. And like you, I'm a child of AM radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I grew up in a world, and I think it's still relevant now. We didn't have labels. We didn't have these genres. We didn't have these different camps. We were all coming out of this kind of tribal society, like music almost as religion, and we just heard the music. We didn't know it was rhythm and blues or country western. And where you grew up with Casey Kasem, disc jockeys in Detroit, you could hear Marty Robbins next to the current or new music of Motown, and it just stuck in our DNA, all of us, including your listeners. And now it's so multi-generational, and rock and roll is 40, 50, 60 years old, and now it's being so well documented because of the platforms of downloading and streaming and of course music documentaries. And there are people like me who are assuming these librarian custodian positions simply because we have been reporters for a half a century, and we're not Wikipedia children. We were there at the birth.
Witnesses, my friend.
That's
witnesses.
Right.
I've grown my appreciation, and someone like Bob Dylan and Frank Sinatra has grown in my later years, but not when they were their stars at their peak. Why is that? Why is it? Why did it take me so long, Harvey, to appreciate them?
Part of it is the cycle of life. You hear it when you're 5 or 10 or 20 or 25. Before you realize it, you're 45 or 50. And then you start hearing these recordings in the dental office, in an elevator, at somebody's house, or your kid or your grandkid is bringing you, you know, something on an iPod to hear Strangers in the Night, and you remember when it came out in 1966, when you heard it. And it's so embedded in our souls that we all have this collective appreciation, because the music also, I mean, it's so overrated to go, oh, it's the soundtrack of our lives. But it's not just the soundtrack of our lives. It's a reminder of our lives. And as we get older, and we live in such a terrifying society at times, we want the comfort, you know, of some of this music, which was, if it wasn't soothing, it kind of was a guidepost. It was kind of a compass for our own sonic explorations, and it just sticks with us.
Absolutely. And I also remember, Harv, my mother playing records in those days over and over again. And that's how I learned how to sing, by the way. I sing at our live events. And I learned how to sing by listening to my mother's records.
Well, it's about vinyl. I mean, you have somebody like Taylor Swift right now who's accomplished a pretty interesting, we'll call it a retail accomplishment,
mm-hmm.
where her most recent product, the vinyl, has outsold like the CD format. I mean, and there has been a renaissance in vinyl and in Minoru Records, and part of the reason for the vinyl, you know, explosion, part of it is traced to maybe National Record Store Day. But the mastering engineer, Bill Inglot, and I have discussed this, and he pointed out to me and reminded me, listening to a record, vinyl, is a very almost romantic experience, because you're one-to-one with the unit. You are stationary. It's not transportive, where you're in your car or you're having earbuds or something. You are trapped in a room, in a stereo system or a home entertainment center, and you're just stuck right there. You either absorb it or you run away from it, but you start picking up these nuances when you are one-to-one with the delivery mode coming at you.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's something about putting the needle arm on a record and watching it spin around. That's really neat.
Yes, I agree, and that's not to, you know, neuter the other delivery modes.
Right.
But there is just something, because we all remember, I mean, one of the reasons I'm still in this game, what I do, I still get excited when I get a vinyl album or a CD, and I break the plastic, or I use my fingernails to do the slit to pull out the vinyl. There, I've never lost that feeling of discovery, and I think my fans, my readers, my, you know, global brand that's out there, as these books are published in China and Russia and England, people know that it's something that propels me and makes me dig deeper as an investigative writer, and also somebody who's has a cinematic approach to writing, simply because I'm a child of Hollywood.
And I remember our record player in the living room of our house back in the Detroit area was like a piece of furniture. I mean, the thing was like 7 feet long, and of course the record was inside the record player, and you just lift it up and do your thing. But it, I mean, it was a beautiful piece of furniture, Harvey.
Well, this is something Berry Gordy Jr. and I discussed. I interviewed him at his mansion in 1995 when his autobiography came out. And I know how important Motown music is to your life.
Yeah.
And I said, Mr. Gordy, I just want to know, I'm not asking you secrets of songwriting or distribution or production. And I said, what is the key to the music of Motown? And he said, well, it's all about the hooks at the beginning of the records. You've got to hook them real early. And then I said, okay, but I said, what about the consumer? And he said, the consumer. He said, young man, you got to love that record. You got to put out something where they love it and have to own it. They just can't like it. And I think that is probably translates to anybody who's on the charts or selling. And he knew, because he had owned a record store, that the record player was your best friend at times. You could turn to that record player for discovery, for salvation, for inspiration. But it also became something where everybody bonded together, because who could afford to buy records every day or every week? Finding that 79 cents for a single when you're a babysitter or something, it was tough. And remember, you and I grew up in a world where there were only three channels or three networks on
television. Right. That's right.
There was no cable television. And by the way, FM rock radio doesn't really start till late 1966. So we are listening to top 30 or top 40 AM radio, where a lot of the playlists were the same. And so we have this commonality and this bond and this link that is like tribal. You know, it's just, it's beyond tribal. It's almost like a piece of jewelry that we wear that's invisible.
Berry Gordy's 93 years old now. What are the odds of, when I get back to Los Angeles, having you and him in the studio for a couple hours?
Well, let me tell you something. At the end of January, Berry Gordy Jr. and William Smokey Robinson.
Smokey was on our show, by the way.
The reason I'm telling you this, they're both going to be honored in Los Angeles as the Music Cares People of the Year. And I think Berry's being a little bit more visible these days. I haven't talked to him in a while. I've seen him at a couple events. And I mean, listen, when I interviewed him, his brother Robert Gordy, who ran the publishing division for Motown, they filmed me for the Motown Museum in Detroit. I mean, I could retire after that one, you know?
I love that. That's great.
And Barry, but with the Hitsville documentary that just came out, And 20 years ago, the Funk Brothers, the Standing in the Shadow of Motown documentary came out. Motown music is further expanding more than ever. And I'll put out the smoke signal to hook you up.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.